Our next case for this morning is Hull against the City of Chicago. Mr. Fox.
Good morning, Your Honors. Ed Fox for the plaintiff appellant. This is primarily a false arrest case based upon arresting the wrong person named in a search warrant, in which the search warrant and arrest warrant information did not match the name, date of birth, driver's license, or facial arrest of the plaintiff that was arrested. This case is here from the grant of a summary judgment motion. We are appealing because inconsistencies and demonstrable lies by the defendant police officers demonstrate that it should be up to a jury to examine and determine the credibility of the officers and the reasonableness of the actions that they took in connection with probable cause in arresting the plaintiff.
It seems like both of these brothers, though, used the other name, so I'm not sure how he pronounces it, but Tarnch. Tarnch uses the alias Latuan, and Latuan has used the alias Tarnch, right?
That's correct. But what one of the issues of the case and which we're appealing on is what's important is what the officers knew and when they knew it. And what the officers knew at the time that they arrested the plaintiff, they didn't know about the Leeds report, which I believe Your Honor is referring to. And that only came later. And secondly, and which I'll get to in a moment, they had available to them the picture of Latuan Hull, who is the target of the search warrant, and he looks demonstrably different than Tarnch, who they had the state ID for, and who was at the police station. And in fact, we attached their pictures. They should be in color in your.
They are. So Exhibit D, who's that?
D, I believe, is...
D is the thinner guy.
Right, and that's Latuan.
That's Latuan, and so E is Tarnch?
Correct. So, during the traffic stop, the officers obtained the state IDs of both the brothers in the car, Antoine and Tarnch at the time. They ran that information, and what came back with the warrant information was a directive that said, quote, and I'm quoting what they had, do not search, detain, or arrest based solely on this record. And that's what the officers had. Also, the officers contended that they didn't arrest either person at the scene of the arrest, but among many facts that are in dispute, the plaintiff disagreed, and the testimony was that the defendants did obtain one of the brothers, Antoine, at the scene of the arrest, and they brought him to the police station.
Well, to get back to the actual moment of the arrest, the officer orders him out of the car. At that point, the dispatcher says that there's a hit for Latuan, not for Tarnch, but that Latuan uses aliases, and then this is the don't search, detain, or arrest on the basis of just this information. The officer doesn't arrest Tarnch at that point. He arrests Antoine, who's not in this case.
Correct.
Right. Antoine's the twin, right, of Latuan.
Correct.
Right. So they release Antoine, and they don't get around to arresting Tarnch until he comes back to get his ID, but by that time, they have learned, haven't they, about all these aliases being used?
No, they haven't learned at the time they arrested. They don't learn that till later. Tarnch gets back to the police station a little bit before midnight. They don't, according to the records, they don't learn anything about the Leeds information that I believe you're referring to until well after midnight. So they don't learn that.
We can check the time.
Sure. And what's the other factual dispute, which is what is implicit in what you just raised, was that the officers released Tarnch at the scene, implicitly clearing him at the scene at that time. However, the officers testified that, in contradiction to what Tarnch testified, was that Tarnch wasn't even there at the scene of the traffic stop, and in fact, they got his ID from some supposed mystery man that we never could ascertain, but it was actually Tarnch, and that's another reason why there's credibility issues, which we believe a jury should look into in this case and should be called upon to determine. And the biggest...
That does seem pretty far-fetched, I have to say. I realize we're not in the credibility business, but... I mean, somebody sitting there in the car, right? So there are two people, that much we know. There are two people in the car. We know one of them's Antoine.
Correct.
The other one is somebody who happens to have Tarnch's ID.
Correct. And Tarnch says it was him that gave him his ID. Police officer said it wasn't Tarnch. You know, and I think what's important about that, this credibility issue, is you can draw negative inferences from the implicit lies in the police testimony that they cleared Tarnch at the time, and that's why they released him, but that's why they didn't want to say Tarnch was in the car at the time of the traffic stop, and that's why we contend that a jury should be deciding this case. And I think the more important and more significant material law in this case, and it gets to the fundamental notion of why they and how they made the summary judgment motion, was that the police, Officer Brown, testified in deposition, clearly testified that he ran the name of Latuan, the target, at the police station. And then we asked him at deposition about running Latuan, and why did you do that, and what was the impact that it had on you in doing that. And at page 18 of his deposition, he said, based on running Latuan's name, actually, I'm quoting, actually it made me determine that Latuan Hell and Taranch Hell were the same person. But he never ran Latuan's name at the police station. We know this via the paperwork we received. His name wasn't run. So what they did to file a summary judgment motion was get an affidavit from Officer Brown, and we took his deposition two times, and he never said anything contrary to what I've just read. They got an affidavit from Officer Brown and contradicted that testimony. So he said he based his arrest not on running Latuan, but he based it on running Tarch, and they put that in an affidavit, which contradicted the testimony of the officer. And is abundantly clear from all the case law, when you have an affidavit that contradicts the substance of a deposition in a material way, as it does here, at the very least, there's a jury issue that they need to determine the credibility of, and even oftentimes these courts will strike the affidavit when it is in contradiction, and that's what happened here. And not only does that affect the credibility of the officers, but it also goes to the facts and circumstances under which they did, and the reasonableness of their actions and beliefs, and it's all put into question by the officers. Now, the target of the warrant was Latuan Hull. Nobody can reasonably dispute that if the target of the warrant is Latuan, and there's some confusion maybe about that, a police officer goes back to the police station and runs his name in the computer and sees what he gets. He never does what's most obvious. He doesn't run his name. Had he done that, among other things, he would have gotten his photograph, and as we've shown, seen that his photograph was different than Tarnish Hell. But he doesn't run, even though he lies about it, he doesn't run his name. Also, if he would have run the target's name at the police station, he would have seen that the target was arrested on July 9th. That's the date for which that's the offense for which the warrant was issued. And Tarnish Hell, whose name he ran at the police station, was not arrested on July 9th. And that was the basis upon which the prosecutor determined, after 6 days in jail, that this Tarnish Hell wasn't the person named in the arrest warrant. So she agreed to dismiss the charges against him.
Gets dismissed, yeah.
The defendant's argument to all of this is basically that, and they say this multiple times, is that probable cause was established when the defendants accessed the criminal history report of Latuan at the police station, and they discovered an eight-year-old alias of
uses the name Tarnch.
Correct, yeah. And the Tarnch used the eight-year-old alias of Latuan, and that was the reference they made several times in there. But the problem with that is, if the officer had run Latuan's name as he claimed he did, he would have seen that they're different people, and he would have seen they weren't arrested on the same date, and that would have been that should have been the end of the story. Other inconsistencies which we feel a jury should be called upon to decide are, and we've already brought them up, are that Antoine was indeed taken to the police station from the scene of the traffic stop, and he's the twin brother of Latuan, yet he was released.
Right.
They say they never took Antoine to the police station, yet the evidence shows they ran Antoine's name at the police station. So significant negative inferences can be taken from that. And also, as we also mentioned, the defendants claim that Tarnch wasn't in the vehicle, but yet Tarnch was in the vehicle, and that's how they got his ID. That's another negative inference from which we can take from that.
Okay, you're just about to run out of your rebuttal,
okay.
If you want to save
Thank you.
A bit. Mr. Collins.
May it please the court.
So, Mr. Collins, can you straighten out this timeline once they're back at the station? Brown and Garza go back to the station, and then at some point Tarnch comes to the station to get his ID. But when do they run the computer searches?
The key search in question is accessing Tarnch's, Mr. Hull's, rap sheet. And that's what reflects that he had previously
used... When does that happen? After he's there?
It was before he was there, around 7,
because Mr. Fox was under the impression that it was after he had come back to get his ID.
No, that is incorrect. Mr. Hull's rap sheet was accessed before he showed up at the police station.
And we have the records that say the computer records. How do we know that?
That's correct. It's in our Statement of Undisputed Facts, paragraph 17. We state that Officer Brown, when he returned to the police station, accessed Mr. Hull's rap sheet and saw that he had previously used the name Letuan. And that paragraph cites to the supporting records, the computer records that show that Officer Brown did in fact access that rap sheet.
And it's your theory that that's what motivates them when Tarnch comes back to get the ID to arrest him?
Yes, Your Honor. That's that. Seeing that alias,
and there's no probable
cause
to arrest him before that.
We agree. Correct. But when Officer Brown saw that Mr. Hull had used the name Letuan Hull, which is the name on the warrant.
But he never looks up to see if anyone in the record is named Letuan Hull, and he never therefore sees that the man by the name of Letuan Hull, or there's another Letuan Hull who looks different, who was actually arrested on the day in question, that probably is the person for whom the arrest warrant was issued. They don't really look the same. I mean, the pictures are there.
That's correct, but the record doesn't establish that the warrant information for Letuan's warrant actually included a photograph that the officers had access
but
to.
But it would include the arrest on the 9th of July.
The arrest that gave rise to the warrant. That's correct.
And they never bothered to look at it.
But that shouldn't defeat probable cause, where the record shows that the officers knew that Mr. Hull had previously used the name that's on the warrant.
So they know one scrap of information. They don't know that he's the person, though, for the arrest warrant. They know that there are all these people floating around. There's Antoine, there's Letuan, there's Tarnch.
That's correct. And
it's a probable cause by that definition means, you know, some remote chance that it's correct?
No, it's more than that, especially in light of the fact that Letuan Hull is an unusual name. Our research uncovered only one person in the entire city with that name. So when Officer Brown saw that Mr. Hull had gone by the alias of Letuan Hull, that it led him reasonably to conclude that the warrant was for the plaintiff. And moreover, the records in this case, comparing the warrant information to the information on Mr. Hull's rap sheet, show that there are many commonalities between Mr. Hull's information and the information on the warrant, most notably the FBI and SID numbers, which are both fingerprint-based, one of a kind. Those numbers that were listed on the warrant, which was for Letuan, were Mr. Hull's actual numbers.
Do we know how that came about? I did think that was interesting information.
We don't know specifically. I believe, Your Honor, that the issuing jurisdiction is responsible for entering in the information into the Leeds database, and so perhaps it was an error on their end.
So they just pull up all these people with the name of Hull and they copy down the wrong number? Does Letuan have a number? And is it the same as his brother's?
I don't know. It shouldn't be the same. I
recognize it shouldn't be the same. Yeah. I'm asking, is it the same?
I don't know Letuan's number.
Wasn't that one of the things that they found out, that it was the same?
It was the same.
That somehow or other they gave Tosh the wrong number.
I don't know if
the FBI number or whatever it is.
I don't know if the number that's listed on Mr. Hull's rap sheet is incorrect. I understand it that it is his actual number. However, that number, both the FBI number and SID numbers, were what were listed on the arrest warrant for Letuan.
Well, which two had the same number?
The actual number for Mr. Hull.
Whatever the FBI thing is, I don't know what that is.
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
The number, the other number, not the one on the rap sheet, but there's a separate identification number.
Are you referring to the FBI and the SID, SID number?
Yeah.
Yes, both of those, which were listed on Mr. Hull's rap sheet, matched the two numbers, both of them, that were on the arrest warrant for Letuan.
And so the question I'm trying to get at is, did anybody ever look to see if those same numbers were there on Letuan's rap sheet?
Not to my knowledge.
Did they just all get, or did they check the fingerprints to see, yes, these really are your fingerprints?
I believe Mr. Hall was fingerprinted as he was processed after his arrest.
Right. I mean, you can fingerprint somebody, though, and stick it in the drawer. I mean, do you... Look, there's a lot of mix-up between these two people in this record, so that's why we can't rule out the fact that there's even more of it.
And the case law is clear, however, that when an officer is looking at a warrant and is in front of a person whose information doesn't perfectly correspond with the information on the warrant, some differences don't defeat probable cause. And to be sure, there were some differences here between the warrant and Mr. Hall's information. But those differences don't defeat probable cause in light of the commonalities that were there.
Why did they transfer Tarsh over to the sheriff?
It was later in the evening of his arrest.
Pardon me?
It was later in the evening of his arrest. I believe he was arrested around midnight and transferred.
It was longer than that, wasn't it? I'm talking when he changed his location from... He was over at the sheriff's where they decided that Tarsh was the wrong guy, right?
It was at his hearing before a judge that he... that the
assistant... Okay, well, I'm confused. I thought there was some transfer. And then some prosecutor... The sheriff discovered that Tarch was the wrong guy.
Your Honor, my understanding is that Mr. Hall was transferred from police custody to the county facility, and that some days
after... Okay, I said sheriff. That's county then. Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry. I thought the sheriff was the county. Same thing.
Yes. And okay. Then after that transfer to the sheriff, he had a hearing before a judge, and the prosecutor basically admitted that Mr. Hall was the wrong person.
And all this time, maybe LaTuan didn't realize his brother was in jail, huh?
Perhaps.
Didn't come forward and say, no, it's me, not him?
That did not happen. No, no, Your Honor.
It's brotherly love, I guess.
With respect to the false imprisonment claim, unless the court has any questions on that issue, we rest on our brief. And if the court has no further questions, for these reasons, the judgment of the district court should be affirmed. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further?
Just one thing I'd like to clear up, Judge, and maybe I misspoke, but the rap sheet was the rap sheet of Tarnth was run before he was arrested. It was the lead sheet that was run after he was arrested, and that supposedly had the commonalities of the numbers. So that information shouldn't even be relevant because the police weren't aware of that at the time of the arrest. They were aware of the rap sheet, and all it said was Tarnth used this alias of LaTuan 8 years period. It doesn't mean they're the same person, and they never didn't do anything to check to see who LaTuan was, including run his name in any database or check his fingerprints or do anything. And I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thanks to both counsel. We'll take the case under advisement.